Welcome to the Dilly Dallys Radio on KACR 96.1 FM. I'm Jen.
And I'm Steve.
And we are the Dilly Dallys. On today's show, we will be talking about Target's 2017 Top Toys list.
Cool.
Also, what's going down around town, Steve.
Nice. Mm-hmm. I also, for story time, will be reading But Not the Hippopotamus by Sandra Boynton, one of my favorite books.
Cool, yeah.
And every week we ask for children to submit topics for us to talk about at the end of our show. And this week we have two great topics to talk about.
Yeah.
Apps and eggs.
Yeah. Awesome.
Super
we
cool.
love eggs.
So
okay.
look forward to that at the end.
All right, let's jump right into Target's 2017 Top Toys list. There's techie toys, character craze, up and active, interactive play. Steve, what do you think is on this list?
Well, if I had to guess the top toys right now, I'm going to put Fidget Spinner at the top.
Well, yeah, we just talked about it
in our last episode, and I feel like that's going to be in there. I feel like stuffed animals are always popular, right?
They are.
Okay, so stuffed animals. And let me pick one more. I think that cell phones for children. I think children want cell phones, so they're going to put it in there.
Oh, man, I hope my kids never have cell phones. Yeah, actually, none of those are on there.
Oh.
Let me tell you a few things that are on there. There is the Nintendo Switch. Now, I had never heard of this.
Yeah, nerd alert.
Yeah, nerd alert. Okay, you've heard of it.
I have heard of it,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, tell me exactly what Nintendo Switch is.
So, from what I understand, you can now be playing on your game console at home.
Uh-huh.
You're into your game, and all of a sudden someone says, come on, let's go, it's time to go to the grocery
store.
That
would be mom or dad.
Right.
Yep.
And then you can unplug from the game console and put it in your mobile device and take it into the car with you.
Oh, fantastic. So you're saying our children can be robots like 24/7 now.
All the time now.
So not just in front of the TV. They can be mobile robots.
Yeah, yeah. They can be walking
fantastic.
Zombies.
That is wonderful.
Incredible.
Really excited about that.
Great
one.
Idea.
I will not be purchasing that for
I
my child.
I will not either.
That comes, the price is $299.99. My Little Pony, the movie My Magical Princess Twilight Sparkle. No idea what that is. Apparently, it is an interactive toy. It's a Twilight Sparkle pony, and it sits and stands. It talks. It has 90-plus phrases. It does all sorts of things. You can get it for $129.99.
Wow.
Or, that's at Target, or you could go on Amazon and get it for $97.50.
Wow.
A little cheaper.
Yeah.
My daughter would love that because she loves My Little Pony right now. We've also got some scooters. We've got the Jetson light-up scooters. I think that's pretty awesome.
That's pretty cool.
I mean, light up scooters.
Yeah.
Everybody, remember when you used to put those lights on your bikes?
Yeah, all the time.
And you'd ride around at night. So you can get one of those scooters for $29.99. That's the kick scooter. Or you could get the electric one for $299.99. Kind of pricey, but, you know, maybe if you've got a lot of cash in your pocket.
Pricey. And also, we should mention that, you know, buying an electric scooter kind of takes any of the exercise out of, you
it
know,
defeats the whole purpose.
Go outside, get some exercise, kids, on your electric scooter.
Woohoo!
Yeah. But it is cool technology. And I would buy one for myself. But
I agree. We have one sitting in the garage.
But there you go.
Sebastian can't quite ride it just yet. He's got probably another year before he can master that. And then, you know, things like Hatchimals and Tickle Me Elmo. See, there's your stuffy, right?
Mm-hmm.
All the characters. Those Hatchimal things, remember that craze when they first came out? People were going to the store and, like, lining up at 4 a.m. I have a girlfriend who did that.
Wow.
To get these Hatchimals. They're eggs that hatch and these things, yeah. It's crazy.
That's crazy. I mean, I can't imagine lining up at the store at 4 a.m. for a toy.
No, I know. That's kind of silly. But hey, you know, people do what they will do for their kids. I mean,
I guess I used to do it for concert tickets.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I used to line up Tower Records.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, I remember.
Yeah. That was fun.
When you actually had to go to the store to buy tickets.
I will say, too, okay, I slept outside overnight to get Star Wars tickets. So the nerd alert comment kind of goes back to me. Yeah, nerd alert.
So those are some of the highlights of what's on the top toys list for Target in 2017. But I wanted to point out here that there is nothing on this list that is under $24.99.
Wow.
How does that make you feel, Steve?
That kind of makes me feel bad.
Yeah.
I feel like if I just wanted to go buy my kid a toy, I don't necessarily want to spend $25, $30, $299.
No, I mean, a lot of these toys are $100 and above.
That's not, if I'm just going to go buy my son a toy, it's not Christmas, it's not his birthday,
yeah.
Or, you know, I'm just going to want a $5 toy. So
kind of makes accessibility for everybody a little, you know.
Yeah, like why not include at least some inexpensive toys on your list? $10 and under. Right, 10 and under toys, you know, on your list.
Yeah. All right, hey, let's play some music.
Yeah, that sounds like a great idea.
Awesome.
This song is by the Dilly Dallys. It's called Hello, I Am Four. Hello, I am four, and I've learned so much more. So I wrote this song for you, that is if you're under two. Soon you know you're gonna be a big kid just like me. You've just learned how to walk, and you're really learning how to talk. In the next 2 years you'll learn a lot about running, causing falling at playground parks. And maybe you'll even go to school and meet some really great teachers too. Jumping, hanging, climbing on monkey bars, and riding on your bike you can go real far. And speaking in full sentences will be good for you, you'll see. You've gotta learn to get along and sing your favorite songs. If you wanna get dessert to eat, you've gotta learn to eat your peas. You started to use your words and copy everything you've heard. And now it's time to spell your name and write it down just the same. In the next 2 years you'll learn a lot about running, causing falling at playground parks. And maybe you'll even go to school and meet some really great teachers too. Jumping, hanging, climbing on monkey bars, riding on your bike, and speaking in full sentences will be good for you, you'll see. From 2 to 3 you begin to explore, you're on your own even more. From 3 to 4 you wonder why, asking questions all the time. Your vocabulary begins to grow, and using more words you start to show. You're not a baby anymore, and soon you'll say, look at me, I'm four. Look at me, I'm four now. Look at me, I'm really four. In the next 2 years you'll learn a lot about running, causing, falling at playground parks. And maybe you'll even go to school and meet some really great teachers too. Jumping, hanging, climbing on.
Loves to climb up into a tree
like a bird.
to be green.
And the earth loves to be clean.
Like the sun loves to shine.
And the monkey loves to climb.
It happens naturally.
And that's the way it's got to be.
And the worm still loves to go.
Way down low.
Around the corner, around the bends,
up the hills and through the valleys.
No matter how things change,
this one thing will remain.
I sing it again
and again. I love you too, I love you too. I love you too, I love you too. I love you.
When the sun come out we play. I'll never be far away. When you tell me that you love me, this is what I'm gonna say.
I love you too, I love you too. I tell you I love you, I love you too, I love you too. I love you too, I love you too. I tell you I love you, I love you too, I love you too. I love you too, I love you too. Tell you I love you, I love you too, I love you too. I love you too, I love you too. I tell you I love you.
That was I Love You Too by Ziggy Marley. And next is Hakuna Matata from The Lion King.
Phrase. Hakuna Matata ain't no peasant craze.
It means no worries. For the rest of your days,
it's our problem-free philosophy.
Hakuna Matata.
Why, when he was a young warthog.
When I was a young warthog!
Very nice.
Thanks.
He found his aroma lacked a certain appeal. He could clear the savannah after every meal.
I'm a sensitive soul, though I seem thick-skinned. And it hurt that my friends never stood downwind. And oh, the shame!
He was a shame!
What a change in my name!
Oh, what's in a name?
And I got downhearted!
Pumba, not in front of the kids.
Oh, sorry.
Hakuna Matata, what a wonderful phrase. Hakuna Matata, ain't no passing craze.
It means no worries for the rest of your days.
Yes, sing it, kid.
It's our problem-free philosophy. Hakuna Matata.
That was a song.
Yeah, it's good.
Hey, Jen.
Yes,
what's going down around town?
Well, let me tell you, Steve, what is going down around town. September 30th is actually Family Nature Day. That's awesome, right?
Super cool.
Yeah, but guess what? You can enjoy the nature of the Bay Area all the time. Seriously, you don't need a special event to just enjoy nature. We've got places like Crab Cove and Alameda. Mm. We've got hikes all over the Bay Area. One of my favorites is Tilden Park in Berkeley. You can go feed the animals at Little Farm right there.
I love that place.
Super fun, right?
Big cows.
Yeah, and they've got this beautiful lake you can walk around mm-hmm. to, and you can watch the turtles are sitting out on the log sunbathing.
Oh, yeah,
and
those are cool.
Ducks and everything. It's so much fun. So don't just limit yourself to a special day like Family Nature Day on September 30th. Get out there and enjoy the nature of the Bay Area all the time. What else can we do, Steve?
Well, there's lots of things to do in Alameda, and one of the things I like to look at when I want to know what to do is a website called AlamedaHomeLiving.com/ILoveAlameda.
Yeah.
And it's also at I Love Alameda on Facebook, which is super convenient.
The Facebook.
And they have a comprehensive guide to never leaving the island.
Oh, man.
It's pretty cool.
Never leaving the island. So it's like our little bubble.
So if you're like, I don't want to drive to Berkeley.
Seriously? Okay.
Right? There's a lot of traffic.
I get it, yeah.
There's too many cars.
There are.
I want to stay on the island, but I want nature. Go to that website. Go to I Love Alameda on Facebook. And
oh, they tell you everything, not just nature.
No.
Everything.
Music, everything.
Cool.
Yeah, there's lots of stuff to do on the island.
I'm going to do it. I'll be right back.
Okay.
I'm back.
That was easy.
Yeah.
So fast.
So fast. Now that I'm back, how about a story, Steve?
That sounds great. Today for story time, I'm going to read one of my favorite children's books by one of my favorite children's authors, Sandra Boynton. This book, but not The Hippopotamus, is one of my favorites. I read it to my son when he was a baby, and I'm reading it to my daughter right now.
Great.
So here we go. A hog and a frog cavort in a bog, but not the hippopotamus. A cat and two rats are trying on hats, but not the hippopotamus. A moose and a goose together have juice, but not the hippopotamus. A bear and a hare have been to a fair, but not the hippopotamus. Now, the hog and the frog hurry out for a jog, with the cat and the rats in their new running hats, while the moose and the bear and the goose and the hare are doing their best to keep up with the rest, but not the hippopotamus. Then the animal pack comes scurrying back, and they say, "Hey, come join the lot of us." And she doesn't know. Should she stay or should she go? But yes, the hippopotamus, but not the armadillo.
That was such a sweet story, Steve.
Thanks.
I'm a huge fan of Sandra Boynton and her books. We really like the Belly Button book.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah, totally. How about we have another song here? We've got the Hoots, who are friends of yours, right?
Yeah, yeah. Joel's a great guy.
Yeah, awesome. So let's play their song, Come Along With Me.
I'm gonna walk around the block and see what's there to see. Yesterday I saw a squirrel climbing up a tree. And I know this pond behind this lawn, it is fish you would not believe. If you grab a hold of my hand, you could come along with me. Would you come along with me? Come along, yeah, come along. Come along with me. Come along, yeah, come along. Come along with me.
If I come with you, would you then come with me? There's a book at the library I really wanna read. Or we could find a lizard, I'm not so into fish. Or we could build a mud house so I could cross that off my list. Would you come along with me?
Come along, yeah, come along. Come along with me. Come along, yeah, come along. Come along with me.
It is always fun to have company. Plus I like lizards too, so of course I'll come with you.
And if the rain it falls while we're outside, I have got an umbrella to keep us warm.
Okay, I'll come with you.
Come along, yeah, come along. Come along with me. Come along, yeah, come along. Come along with me. Come along, yeah, come along. Come along with me. Come along, yeah, come along. Come along with me. Come along, yeah, come along. Come along with me. Just come along with me.
For this segment, I would love to thank my friend Deb and her kids, Audra and Lexi, for submitting the topics of the day, Steve.
Yeah, great topics.
Yes, apps and eggs.
Let's start with apps.
Let's start with apps.
So, Jen, I'm not sure about you, but for me, my son really likes apps, and I created a folder specifically for him on my iPad.
Me too.
Where he can put all his crazy weird apps.
Yep.
So let's go. Let's get in those folders.
All right, let's go in the folders.
All right.
I'm in. What's up, Steve? What have you got in there?
I mean, the first one I'm seeing is definitely Angry Birds.
Angry Birds. We have like a couple of Angry Birds in here, actually.
There's multiple Angry Birds.
Yeah, it's really weird. Angry Birds has like 5 to 10 apps somewhere in there, and we've got a couple of them in here.
I have like multiple Angry Birds Star Wars even.
Oh, yeah. We have that one.
There's Angry Birds Star Wars. Oh, there's Seasons. Rio, the movie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yep.
It's okay, so Angry Birds is...
Angry Birds. What about Fruit Ninja?
I have Fruit Ninja in here. Yeah, definitely.
Yes. That's plain and simple. That's one of the best apps for kids to just slice fruit.
Yeah, because what's better than slicing fruit?
I mean, it's awesome, right? If only they would eat it, too.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah. What else have you got? We've got some Power Rangers stuff in here, Dino Charge, and regular Power Rangers.
What about some obscure ones? So I have this one called Olo. O-L-O. And it's a good game, actually, to play with your kid. Like, you kind of, like, if you slide a puck across and you try to, like throw these pucks at each other. It's pretty fun for interaction.
Are you trying to score points? Like, are you going into a goal area?
Yeah, or? And you try to keep your puck in the goal area, and then they can knock it out. Okay. But it's fun to play with your kid. You know, it's not
Never
alone.
Seen it before.
Yeah, it's obscure.
I think I'm going to have to download it now.
You have to try that one.
Yeah, we've got Minecraft and Pokemon and YouTube Kids. So, okay. YouTube Kids is great because you've got, like, sort of the sensor on it, so your kids can't get any inappropriate, hopefully they don't slide through, they can't get any inappropriate content.
Good.
So, my son watches Hobby Kids on there a lot, mm-hmm. and Hobby Kids, basically it's these parents who film their kids playing with toys.
Pretty cool.
They make millions of dollars a year.
Oh,
recording their kids playing with toys. Why can't we do something like that? I mean, you know?
I don't have a video camera.
No, but we've got phones.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. What else?
Well, definitely I think my son's favorite app right now is called Bot Heads.
Bot Heads?
Yeah.
Is it about robots?
It's kind of a weird robot, flies around and collects coins. And,
okay.
You know, gets like tossed around. It's not violent. It's just like a kind of puzzle, like
a crazy robot.
Yeah. Weird.
Okay. We like baking games. We've got, so my daughter is 4 and she likes Bake Shop, which is, it's strawberry shortcake. And you can go in and like you mix up the flour with the milk and then you pour in all the other ingredients and the eggs and you mix it up and you eventually make this cake that you can decorate. But at the end, they actually give you the real recipe.
Oh.
It's really adorable. And my son plays with it too. Shh, don't tell him that I told you that.
Yeah, don't let anyone know.
Yeah, and so we've got that, and then we've got a Cooking Fever one where he like cooks like burgers and all this kind of stuff, and it's kind of a race.
That's cool.
He started watching MasterChef with me, and then he got really obsessed with. Actually, I think he also has a MasterChef one in here somewhere. But yeah, he got obsessed with like cooking and cooking competitions. So yeah,
cool. There's a lot.
Speaking of cooking.
Yeah, let's talk about eggs.
Eggs. How do you like your eggs, Steve?
Scrambled, fried, over easy, hard boiled. You know what? I like eggs even
you
raw.
You just like eggs.
Yeah, like in a cocktail.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, like, oh, man, you're one of those people who drinks.
Like a proper whiskey sour has like a raw egg in it. But
yeah.
But okay. No, I'm not like that old school where you, like, people used to crack an egg and just drink it.
Ooh. Oh, that sounds terrible. No, we like eggs at home. I make frittatas.
Oh, yeah,
which is a crustless quiche. And I like my eggs over easy. Mm-hmm. No, I'm sorry, over medium. So it's like a little bit runny. And I usually eat them with rye bread.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Rye is my favorite by far.
All right, so here's something really fun. Do you know you cannot crack an egg from top to bottom with your fingers? So if you hold on the sides and pop it, it'll crack really easily. But if you hold it top to bottom, you go ahead and try it. Squeeze as hard as you want. It will not break.
I don't believe you.
Well, you're going to have to try it.
I'm going
to
try it.
I like mine scrambled in the morning. You like yours sunny side up. I like mine scrambled in the morning. You like yours sunny side up.
Scrambled in the morning. A little dot of cream flowing teeth of mine. Scrambled in the morning.
I like mine scrambled in the morning. You like yours sunny side up. I like mine scrambled in the morning. You like yours sunny side up.
Over heaven, no, no, over meads. Over a rainbow, for some over easy. Over two biscuits, bacon, pepper, double cheese. Oh, please, mama, make me mine.
I like mine scrambled in the morning. You like yours sunny side.
I like mine scrambled in the morning.
You like yours sunny side.
Sunny side. Hey, yo, Stefan. Stefan. See who play. Post something, man. Scrambled in the morning, butter still warm on toasted rice. Scrambled in the morning.
I like mine scrambled in the morning. You like yours sunny side.
I like mine scrambled in the morning.
You like yours sunny side.
Say Marlene,
yeah.
Marlene,
what?
Move over, bacon, want some sizzling. Marlene, brew up the bean, fresh squeeze, me some tangerine. Skillets hot, the aroma's fine. How do you like yours?
Unfertilized.
I like mine scrambled in the morning.
You like yours sunny side up.
I like mine scrambled in the morning.
You like yours sunny side up.
I like mine scrambled in the morning.
You like yours sunny side up.
I like mine scrambled in the morning.
You like yours sunny side.
That was Eggs by Ryan Mott Blue Band. Thanks for listening to the Dilly Dally's Radio on Alameda Community Radio, KACR 96.1 FM.